You have your Bible, we'll take it and turn to Daniel chapter number 11. Daniel chapter number 11. I want to read verses 1 through 4, and then we'll go to verse 32 and conclude our reading tonight. You can't read, you can read it all, but it'd take too much time. We don't want to do that because we want to spend time on what the Lord's put on our heart. The Bible says in verse number 1 to Daniel chapter 11, says, "As also I in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Greece. And a mighty king shall stand up that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven, and not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be plucked up even for others besides those." Verse 32. Let's go back 31. "And the rams and the arms that stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice. They shall place the abomination that make it desolation. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt, shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be hoping with a little help. But many shall cleave to them with flatteries, and some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. And the king shall do exceed according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought: the latter years. The latter years. As we look at this and we see that as God's speaking here to Daniel, and he's giving him, this is God's revelation to Daniel, as he begins to reveal things that's going to transpire. We see the nation of Israel and the restoration of a nation. But we see that it won't be easy. We'll see that they'll go through tough times as a nation. And we've seen that. And we're seeing that. They're going to go through struggles and going to have tough goes of it. Amen? Because that's what God said would happen. And we see how this thing begins to play out. And the chapter begins to describe a time of wars, as armies from the north come, and as we didn't read in your hearing, but it talks about in here, talking about Syria. We'll see the armies from the south, which are talking about Egypt. And we'll see the Grecian armies, praise God, that's going to rise up, and they're going to have a big contention with. And so we see it plays out, and we can see the words that play out in our mind. We can see the words army. We can see the words intrigue. We can see the words anger. Praise God that we can see playing out in this text and playing out in the book of Daniel as we go through it. And it's describing the course of history. Amen? It's describing the course of history. We look through this and we see how it plays out. And if you can go back and you can read this whole chapter and you see how the wars and the different fighting and the different complexity of the wars and the disputes that go on down through time, and you see how it plays out even to Antiochus Epiphanes when he comes to and sacks Jerusalem and offers up a pig sacrifice and defiles the temple and brings reproach upon the very name of God. We see how this all plays out. He's talking about, he's laying out history for us to show us what's taking place. Amen? But then he goes on and the angel, praise God, begins to speak to us in verse 36. And he's not talking about history anymore. He's talking about in the latter days. Amen? So he's talking about things that could still be in the future. things that we need to consider now, that we need to look at, and we need to try to understand. Amen. For God's glory and our betterment. Amen. So we can know what's getting ready to transpire, what's getting ready to happen. So none of this stuff should really take us by surprise. We know the wiles and the tactics of the devil, and there's many. We know that he's still walking about seeking whom he may devour, and he's wanting to devour everything he can get a hold of. He's wanting to tear up our homes and our children. He's wanting to tear up our families and destroy them. He's wanting us to get away from the relationships that he's designed to be true and real. He's wanting us to go after the things of the world that's not true, it's not real, it's a phony, it's a counterfeit. And he's trying to program us to go after those things. Amen. He's trying to get us distracted going in different directions to where we come to a point that we really don't know which way to go. Amen. So we need some direction. We need some principles of our life to direct us in the program of God Almighty. So we see here, he begins to lay out in verse 36 about a king that shall do according to his will. Or as he speaks about in previous verses, that willful king. That one that wants to do his own will, do his own thing, go his own direction, have his own way. That sounds a whole lot like the world that we live in today, doesn't it? Amen. We're falling right in line with what God said would be taking place in the last days, in the latter years, praise God. When you talk about the latter years, he's talking about that time before Christ comes again. And he's pointing us to the aspects of it, things to look for and things to know about before he comes. Amen. And the thing that he says to be looking at here in Daniel chapter 11, verse 36, he says, be looking for the Antichrist. In other words, what is the Antichrist? That's the one that ain't. He's the one that ain't Christ, but he would like to be. He likes to lift himself up. He likes to have authority. He likes to have power, no matter who it hurts. Amen. Kind of sounds like the world we're living in today, doesn't it? We're kind of, when we talk about the armies and the anger and the intrigue that's there, it makes it sound like we really haven't changed much, have we? We're still kind of going in the same direction, even though it's kind of crazy when you go in the same direction and you expect a different result. Amen? A lot of times in our Christian life, we go in the same direction and we expect a different result. But God Almighty teaches us that in order to have a different result, we have to go in a different direction. Amen. He said, when he's talking about here, he's talking about the end time, talking about that little horn, talking about the Antichrist who will come on the scene. Now, Paul talks about that over in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Paul says this. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, Old Schofield, it's page 1271. He said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him. He said, so we're looking to Him. He said, trouble is we need to be looking for Him when He comes. Amen? We need to have an expectancy that Lord Jesus Christ one day is going to step out with a shouting trump and come up hither and the church is going to be gone. Amen. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. At the church is going to be gone. He's going to take us home to be with Him. We have a place in heaven. This is not our home. This is just a temporary place of abode. Our home is in heaven if you're a child of God. And let me just say this. If you're not, if folks that we know that's not children of God, they've got a place there too if they just have their name written in the roll book. Amen. The sad part is a whole lot of people are going to miss it because their name's not written in that place in the roll book because they've not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. He said that ye, verse number 2, he said that ye be not soon shaken in mind. Now that word shaken is like a nautical term. It's like a ship tossed on the sea, just up and down, turbulent. Amen. He said a Christian's life's not supposed to be like that. We're supposed to put our trust and faith in Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Adam, looking for a soon coming Savior. Amen. Now I know we have a whole lot of expectancies in this world. We expect different things to transpire in our lives. You know, we expect to grow up and graduate from high school, maybe go to a technical school or a college. Amen. You'd be a whole lot better at technical school. They won't get indoctrinated so bad, and you'll come out with a trade and you can go to work. Amen. But that's a different story for a different day. But we know that we have anticipations of things that we would like to accomplish. We'd like to get us a home and, two cars and two-car garage and a house on a hill and, become a family and have children and see all these things transpire in our lives. Amen. And said but he said we don't need to be shaken up and stirred. We don't need to be so settled in that we forget that there's a Savior coming one day. We have to be anticipating. He said, in these latter days, we have to be anticipating. We should be looking for a soon coming Savior. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, and nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. He said, now we can't be caught up, be disturbed in our spirit because we know who God is. We know who the Holy Spirit is. And Brother Bob, we know that He lives inside us. And we know that wherever we go, there He is. His presence is surreal. Amen. That He promised that He would never leave us, nor would He forsake us. So no matter what we're going through, He said, don't be shaken up and don't be troubled, because no matter what who we are, what we're going through, He's promised to be there with us. Amen. He's promised to be there with us. He said, as a letter is from us. He said, don't be listening to what people have to say, praise God. He said, be listening to the Holy Spirit as He ministers to our heart. As that the day of Christ is at hand. Amen. It's forever and it's real and it's now. It could be any day. And that's what we're looking for. The truth, praise God. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. In other words, he's saying there's a whole lot of different means by which you can be deceived. Amen. The devil is a very good at deception. That's what he does, and he's good at his job. He's always putting out things to deceive us, to try to sidetrack us and get our mind and our focus off the truth. Amen. Old fella used to say, he said that what people do is they do things, praise God, to keep us from thinking about the truth. Fella said one time, they do things to keep us from thinking about the truth. They don't want us to think about the truth because the truth, the Bible says, make you free. He said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Now he's talking about apostasy. He's talking about people that's come to the very point of knowing who Christ is and proclaiming His name and then turning their back on Him and going a different direction. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. Those professors, those people with religion, but religion has sent more people to hell probably than anything else. Very religious people. I get up, I go to church every Sunday. I stuck my King James Bible under my arm and I marched down to the house of God and I go in and I sit in my pew. God forbid if there's somebody else sitting in it. Amen. Because that's my pew. And in and I say my amens and omes and I go to the house when it's all done, but I feel good about myself. Amen. He says it's religion, praise God. He said, they're going to be deceived. That man of sin would be by the son of perdition. And that apostasy will take place, that falling away. Amen. Before the son of man is, before that man of sin is revealed, that son of perdition. Said, this is a man who, that perdition is that literally means loss. And not only loss, but eternal loss. Amen. Said, we're not of those that go back. Amen. He said, those that are born again are those that press forward for the cause of Christ. We never recant. We never go back. We don't back up. But we keep pressing forward for His cause. But he said, this is one who opposes and exalteth himself above all that's called God. Or that is worshipped. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Amen. I guess he needs to show himself because, no, praise God, those that's born again believers don't believe he is. I mean, we know that there's one true God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father, who speaks through us and helps us, guides us through the Holy Spirit that lives in our soul. Amen. He said, remember ye not that when I was with ye, was yet with you, I told you these things. It's like Paul's telling them here. He said, how many times am I going to have to keep telling you that this is what God says? This God, what God says, is transpiring. He said, we need to be vigilant and be watching. Amen. For Satan, old demon, old destructor of people, praise God, is walking about looking for somebody to devour. So he said, we need to be vigilant. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Amen. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Now who is this? We know, number one, that it's a person. It's he, right? And we know that he's the one that's holding back iniquity. He's holding back that man of sin. He's holding back that sinfulness. And we know the one that does that is the Holy Spirit of God. So we know the one that's holding this back, holding this terrible influence back, is the Holy Spirit of God. So we know that this can't be released till that power is gone. He said, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed. Now, when is he taken out of the way? When the church goes. Amen? When the church goes out of here in the rapture, when the church is taken out, then the Holy Spirit's going to go out with us. And then it's going to be like it was in the Old Testament. People will still be saved, but they'll be moved upon by the Holy Spirit. It'll be a come-and-go spirit. Where we have the Holy Spirit moves in, lives in us, saves us by His marvelous grace. But they'll have that spirit. The spirit will be taken out. The world will be given over to sin. And we're just now beginning to see the wickedness of the world, the wicked things that men can do. I mean, it's escalating every day. It seems like it's on a roller coaster and just keeps getting faster and faster and going higher and higher. And we're just now, Brother Bobby, beginning to see what the devil wants to accomplish, even in these United States. He said, then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume by the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy it by the brightness of his coming. His reign is going to be short-lived. Amen. The devil's going to come on scene, but his reign is going to be short-lived. He's not going to last too long. Amen. And then he's going to be put down. How's he going to be? By the Lord. He's going to, but with the spirit of his mouth. Amen. Without hand, he's going to destroy the devil. He's going to destroy the Antichrist. He's going to be the beast and the false prophet. He's going to be cast in the pit. And then Satan's going to be cast in with them after a while. Won't that be something when he's taken out of the way? He said, even him whose coming is after working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. That's what he's going to do. See, he's going to, the Antichrist is going to come with all the powers proclaim himself and be an impersonator of Christ. And people's going to, you say, well, people won't believe that. Well, I'm telling you what, people's already believing that. Amen. They're already being deceived all over the world. He said, with all deceivableness, that's dissent, and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of truth that they might be saved. Amen. Now is the opportunity. The Bible says now is the day of salvation. Now is the day to be saved. Verse number 11 said, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Now there's no imperfect tense in the Greek, so that means that they'll believe the lie. They'll believe the lie of the devil. They'll believe the lie of the Antichrist. They'll believe the lie of the beast. Amen. They'll take it hook, line, and sinker. Because remember, the Holy Spirit's gone. Amen. That one that holds back, that one that when he that letteth, let's take an owl away. He's gone. He said that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So you see how it plays out. We see this thing as the Bible's telling us over here. He said this will play out in the certain way. He said the Antichrist come on the scene. But the exciting thing about this, and I'm going to get to this in a minute, the exciting part. You say, preacher, you done give us the doom and gloom, what's ahead for us. But I want to say tonight, that isn't ahead for us. Amen. Amen. Hey, the Antichrist doesn't come on the scene till the church is gone. There's a lot of people today that's pointing to different people and different things and what they're doing, say, well, you know, this is the Antichrist, and they very well may be. But he's not going to come and stand. He's not going to come to power and authority till the church is gone. Amen. And then he'll magnify himself and he'll uplift himself. And in all the ways that it talks about over here in Daniel chapter number 11, he'll be revealed. You can see that also transpiring over in Revelation chapter 13. As a power, we see the beast coming up out of the sea and another beast, a two beast, the beast and the false prophet. Amen. They'll come up out and one will have the power. He'll be political and economical. Amen. Ain't that what we run on? Amen. You know, ain't that what they're screaming and hollering about now? Political and economic. They're squalling like crazy because gas prices. Amen. And it does make it hard on us. I mean, it's hard. It's economical. It's also political. We're seeing that they're trying to use it and play it one against another. He said that's what they'll do. The beast, praise God, he'll come up and he'll be economical and he'll be political. And then you'll have the false prophet who'll come up and he'll have these glorious things to say, and people begin to listen to him and they'll begin to believe what he's saying. And he's wounded in the head, but his wound is healed. It's just a miraculous thing that takes place, and people are, praise God, they'll begin to believe the lie and be damned. They'll take it hook, line, and sinker. There's people today that's just looking for something or someone, praise God, to get a hold of and believe in. But what I don't understand is why we just can't get a hold and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came and lived, the true one that died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. And that was buried and got up on that third day victorious over death and the grave. We can put our faith and trust Him. We can believe in Him because He is the real thing. He's the real deal. Amen. You can believe in Him. But He says they'll rise up and they'll go through these powers. They'll go through these struggles. Amen. And said the lambs, it said in verse number 8 of chapter 11 of chapter 13 of Daniel. Or Revelation, I'll get in a minute. Revelation chapter 13, verse number 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him whose names are not written in the book of life. What does that mean? Of the Lamb. It means we need to get our name written in the right thing. Man, we need to be saved today, born again. Of the Lamb. Slain from the foundation of the world. Now He's speaking here of the cosmos. The world in which we live in. Amen. And the present world system that we're a part of. And as much as we may like, as much as we want to stay out of it, we are part of this world system that we live in. And the world system is a part of us. Amen. And we see how it rises up and Satan begins to take the organized world and the cosmos and the people, praise God, and the principles of which they hold, and he begins to take it by force. He begins to take it by greed, by selfishness and ambition and just the guise of pleasures. Does that sound familiar? Sounds like the world that we live in today. And he's going to take and use those things to have his will done. That's how he's going to get a hold of the power, praise God, that he wants to have. But let me say again, it's only going to be short-lived for only a while. But I said all that tonight to say this. We're seeing it being put in place today. There's not a whole lot that would hinder him from stepping out today and saying, hey, look at me. And the whole world would. Amen. We're looking for somebody to step up. So the question is tonight in these latter days, what does God's people do in these latter days? In these times of conflict? In these times of destruction, if you will. In these times of persecution. Amen? Persecution's coming for the church, in case you didn't know it. But God Almighty's a-moving like He's never moved before. God Almighty, listen, God Almighty, no matter what happens, God Almighty is still in control. I told somebody today, God's not wringing His hands trying to figure this out. God Almighty knows exactly what's going to transpire. He knows exactly what's going to happen. He knows exactly what you need and what I need and how to help us to persevere in this world that we live and give us strength from the throne of grace to take step by step and take it towards Him every day. Told somebody yesterday, we need the Lord right now more than we ever have in our lives. Amen. We need the Lord right now more than we ever have. We need Him for our families, our churches, our lives. So what do we do? What do we do now when we see these times of conflict, destruction, persecution that's taking place, it's coming at us? Amen. We do what the people of God did. Amen. To be strong for the Lord. Look at verse 32 of Daniel 11. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But now watch this. But the people that do know their God shall be strong. Amen. He said, we know who God is. We know who our God is. And he said, what we've got to do, praise God. Daniel said, we've got to be strong. Amen. Opposition was coming at them. Destruction was headed their way. Persecution was in line with them. But what did they do? He said that they stood strong. Those that knew God, the people that do know their God, shall be strong. Amen. If you know who your God is tonight, praise God, you can be strong. Because your God is a strong God. Hey, He's not only strong, He's an almighty God. Amen. Glory. That's enough to make Kobab to shout. Our God is an almighty God. We need to quit belittling Him and putting Him down and putting Him in a box. I pray God, and quit trying to control Him. Praise God. We need to unloose Him and set Him free. Amen. Glory be to God, an all-powerful God. We know what we need to do, praise God. We just need to be strong in the Lord. We need to stand up for what we believe. We need to stand up for what God tells us. We need to have the hope, praise God, that He's distilled up in our hearts. Amen. Praise God, knowing that He's real and He's a real God. He's really there to help us. Devil don't like me. I done made him mad. Amen. I can hear him. He said, just quit. Go to something else. But I want to just share that. Amen. I'm not going to go to something else. I want to share the good God of heaven knows exactly who you are. He knows where you are. He knows what you need. He knows how to meet that need. Glory be to God. He is the satisfier of the soul. He's there to manifest Himself in the very most innermost fiber of your being. Amen. The devil beats us down. The devil tries to hold us back. The devil tries to hold us down. Praise God. He tries to defeat us. He tries to get us to thinking all this negativity. He tries to get us to thinking negative thoughts about ourselves and everybody around us. But God Almighty, He said, you know what? I'm God. He said, I'm still in control. I'm still large and in charge. I've already overcome the devil. Don't listen to him no more. He said, praise God. He said, just put your focus on me. Just trust in me. He said, believe on me and you shall receive the blessings from glory. Amen. He said, He had not put more on us than we could bear, but with it, He'd make a way of escape. Amen. Glory. Hey, did I come in tonight? I was hurting all through my back. I ain't hurting at all now. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. God has a way of doing that. Amen. He knows what we need. He's there to assist us, there to help us. When we have faith in Him, to believe upon Him, He can send, praise God, He can send help from the portals of glory. He said, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to those that believe, those that are called according to His purpose? He said, we have a host of angels, praise God, and that's willing to minister. Minister for me and you. Amen. God's able to dispatch them at any minute where you're at. Hey, when you get the depression and the other things that come in your life, praise God, and you begin to wonder, you begin to fret, and you begin to doubt. Pray, hey, listen, just remember that God Almighty is in control. And as Miss Jesus all the time, just say, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, praise God. I need your help. And praise the Lord. Hey, He has everything at His disposal. Amen. He can open pores of glory and just pour out on you. Amen. He said, if we'll just pray, if we'll ask Him believing, He can do all things to those who believe. Praise God. He can do all things. Not just a few things. Not just one thing. But all things. Praise God. He's nothing impossible with Him. Amen. Sarah was over there and she was there with her husband. And for all these years, he was 100 years old and her 90 something. And the angel come and she said, hey, listen, said this, as the time of women said, this year, said, you're going to be with child. and said, Sarah laughed. She said, yeah, you're right. Here I'm 90-some years old, my husband's 100, and I'm going to have a, and praise God. But he said, there's nothing impossible with God. If we just believe, and said, Abraham believed, prayed, and he believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. Praise God. What do we got to do? We got to believe. Amen. In the lighter these last days that we live, we've got to believe like we've never. You know, it's easier to believe when you're younger. Amen. Come on now, don't quit on me. Just because we're all, mostly old folks tonight. Amen. It's easier to believe when you're younger because you don't have all these afflictions coming at you. Amen. When you get older, you start having all these all the ailments and afflictions that these old bodies are, because we're caught in a sin-sick world, and that sin-sickness, praise God, it works on our bodies. I mean, but there's one thing that can't work on. It can't work on our soul and our spirit, praise God, that are His. It belongs to Him, praise God, and if we just trust in Him, He ministers our hearts, even when the adversary, the devil, comes at us, praise God, that soul and the spirit that lives inside us is bigger than the devil. So I said, what did they do, praise God? He said, in Daniel time, he said, what they did? He said, they stood up strong and believed in the Lord. They put their faith in one, praise God, that was able to preserve them, that was able to prosper them, that was able to move them ahead, praise God, just a little further every day. Amen. Every day we ought to get up and just sing that song, One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. Amen. Praise God. One day at a time, praise God. Yesterday and today. One day at a time. Get up in the morning and say, glory to God, Jesus, what are we going to do today? Amen. Praise the Lord. No matter how you look, how you feel. Amen. Hover your old decrepit self in there to get you a shower so you can loosen up enough to keep going. You say, Lord, what are we going to do today? I'm excited. You do that every morning. Hey, you know what? He throw the old devil a curve. He don't know what to do with that. That's like the Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I pray that, Brother Jeff, sometimes we don't feel like it, but we just do it anyway. And God gets the glory. But the people that know their God shall be strong. Now listen, not only will they be strong, but listen to what it says. And he said, and do exploits. Amen. Not only be strong, but they'll do exploits. In other words, they'll do daring deeds of faith. Hello? You ever think about that? Praise God, when you're strong in the Lord, praise God, He enables us to do daring deeds of faith. Those things that we couldn't do in this old flesh, these things that we never thought we could accomplish by ourselves, but praise God, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're able to do daring exploits. Amen. These people were put down, they were beat, they were discouraged, they were persecuted and prosecuted. But praise God, he said, because they had a strong belief in their God, a strong faith, praise God, they was able to do exciting exploits. They were able to do exciting deeds of faith. You know why we don't see much accomplished in the church no more? We're afraid to put ourselves out there and just trust the Lord. Amen. But we struggle with that, especially us men. Because we're used to taking hold of things, and we're used to doing things. Amen? And the women are even worse. Yep, that's right. Women are easy work because they're the mamas. Amen? And you may not see it, but they have four arms. Amen? They got two that move so quick that you never see them. Amen? That's why mama can be standing there with her arms crossed, still smack you upside your head. Amen. When you mess up. Because they're mamas. And praise God, they're used to handling things. They're used to doing things. They're used to making things happen. Amen. But what we got to do is, as mamas, as daddies, and mamas, and papas, we got to put our faith in God, praise God, to the point that we can do exploits in His name. We can do those extraordinary deeds of faith. Where it comes to the point that we say, Lord, I know I can't do that, but Lord, I know You can. I know You're able, praise God, to help me to overcome. I know You're helping to get me through this day, praise God, and You get all the glory. And we begin to see God moving in a mighty way. Amen. People persecuted, people put down, people belittled. But God said they done great things for the cause of Christ. They done great deeds, praise God. Magnificent task. Amen. The most magnificent thing about it was they was able to share the truth with others. Verse 33, it says this, and they that understood among the people shall instruct many. Amen. He said, those that understand, praise God, are able to instruct men. Those that are able to teach. Those that are able to pass out the good word of God. Those that's other able to give truth to those that know no truth. Can you imagine a world today if we could communicate truth to the world? We try to be pacifist. We try to just go along to get along. Amen. God help us. We ought to be willing to share truth with others. Sometimes it may hurt their feelings. Sometimes it may alienate them from us. But the Bible says that we should come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord. Said we need to be separatists. He said that's what these people were. He said they were separatists of the time. They was able to separate themselves out of it. See, they was having to isolate themselves from the pagan vices of their time. That's what was being pushed at them. That's what was being pushed on them. Kind of like today. Amen. We got so many pagan vices that's being pushed on us. And the liberal medias and the media says that we've just got to be accepting. And God says we're supposed to be accepting and loving, but we're not supposed to accept the lie. We're supposed to accept the truth. We're supposed to preach the truth. We're supposed to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're supposed to give the truth. As separatists of the day, they were separatists. We're supposed to be separatists today. To separate ourselves from a lie unto the truth. Verse 34, look what it says, Daniel chapter 11. So now when they shall fall, they shall be hope and with a little help. But many shall cleave to them with flatteries. And some of them with, there's those flatteries. So, you know, yeah, I know what God says, but. You ever get that? I get that so much it makes me crazy. Yeah, preacher, I know what God says, but. I say, there is no but. God says it, and that's the end of it. Amen? It's His truth, absolutely. Praise God. That's what He says, and He means it. But He says, many shall cleave them with flatteries. Verse 35, and some of them of understanding shall fall to try them to purge, and to purge and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it's yet for a time appointed. He said, there's going to be persecution. There's going to be hard things. There's going to be things that we're going to have to deal with all the way to the end. Just because you think you're a saint, praise God, you're not a super saint. We're all going to have to deal and contend with the adversities and persecution and the times that we're living in. But praise God, He said, the Lord has said He'll be there to help us even to the end. There'll be a little helps. There'll be little distinctions, praise God, in our Christian life. That's going to encourage us, praise God, as we encourage us like David did, as we encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen. And He said, in the latter years, we're going to need this. He said, we're going to be even persecuted unto death. That's what He was talking about, verse 32 and 33. He said, even these people even persecuted unto death, even to the point of losing their lives. But to lose your life for Christ, praise God, is to gain. Amen. It's just to graduate from here to glory. As the old fellow said, he was in New York and a guy came up to him and threatened to shoot him. If he didn't give him his money, he said, well, I ain't got no money. He said, give me money or I'm going to kill you. He said, hey, don't preach yourself. He said, hey, you're just threatening me with heaven. He said, I ain't got nothing to give you, but I can share heaven with you. Amen. And he stood there on the street and he gave him the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't have nothing to give him, he thought. Just like Peter and John went down to the temple, the man was laying at the gate where he had laid for a long, long time. And he was a begging alms. He was looking for him to give him something. And he looked upon him. Peter said, look upon us. He pulled out his pocket and said, silver and gold have I none. He said, but such as I have, give I unto thee.
He said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, rise up and walk. He said, if you've got faith to believe, he said, there's a God to believe in, and he's real, and he's true, and he's vibrant, and he's on the throne of God tonight. Amen. He's doing great and mighty things. He hasn't changed. So in these latter days, these last times, praise God, we're still seeing the power of God. And we see a revelation to Daniel, the prophet, as God lays it out to him. Amen. And he's basically telling us here that bad times challenge good people. Amen. That bad times will challenge good people. But what are we good people going to do in bad times? Amen. What are you going to do, Christian, tonight, during bad times, during hardships, during adversity? Amen. So, well, preacher, I just don't know about that. Well, tell you, you do know. We're going to keep our faith and trust in the Lord. We're going to stay with Him like we've never stayed with Him before. We're going to pray more. We're going to do more. Hello? We're going to do those exploits. You may know those crazy deeds of faith and faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ. As He said, Luke 18, 8, He said, when I come, will I find faith on the earth? He was saying, will I find faithful people that's a ministering for me? Amen. That love me and are seeking my and are longing for my appearing. Amen. He said, yep. I say, yes, Lord, you are. They're going to find them at Stony Fork Baptist Church. Praise God. Going to find them at Stony Fork Baptist Church right up to the end, God, because we ain't got, hey, we're not people that quit. We don't give up. We don't back up. We don't let up. We just stay faithful to the Lord. Amen. We keep going on, praise God. Better than energized, because our battery don't ever wear out. Because, praise God, we're empowered from the throne of grace. Amen. Oh, the devil whispered in your ear every day and said, why don't you just quit? Did you ever do that to you? Come on now. Did you ever do that to you? Amen. About every day. Amen. Or when he comes around, he's not there all the time, thank God. The Lord is, though, and he says, hey, listen, it's going to be all right. I'm here with you, and praise God, we're going to go through this day, see what it's got for you. Amen, and we'll pull ahead, take a rest, and we'll start again in the morning. And we'll do it all over again. Till the glorious day of my prayer. When I come, God, when I call you to go home, says, come away, my beloved, praise God, he come, said, come away, my beloved, my loved one, and said, come away to me. And said, we'll go out of here to be with him. But unto then, he said, praise God, hey, we're just going to march on together. Amen, for God's glory. When in these latter times? Right now. We just got to keep our focus. Keep pressing on for the good cause of Christ. Because there's a lot of folks out there that's lost, and they're looking to you and me, youngins. Amen, they're looking how we handle adversity. Amen, they're looking at your faith and my faith. Praise God. And they're saying, you know what? If he can do it, I can too. Amen. We're getting to be the older generation. Hello? Me and my brother's talking today. I told you about it. We was talking about the other day about these old preachers. These old preachers. He's talking about these old preachers. Most of them he's talking about is done gone. I looked at him and said, Roger, we are the old preachers. Amen. All those that we growed up under are gone. We're it. Amen. Praise God. There's a whole lot of youngins, a lot of people that's looking up to us. And we need to be accepting that example. So that they'll have a direction to go. Something to follow. Praise God for the glory of God. When in this latter year, this latter day, this late era that we're living in, for the good Lord of glory. And what I started to tell you a while ago, we're not looking for the Antichrist. We're looking for the real Christ. Our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, to come and deliver us from this old place called earth and deliver us unto Himself into that glorified presence in a glorified body we'll live in forever. Amen.